A Christian satellite network nears a new channel launch for Iran. Farms grieves the loss of a team member, and soccer puts a new face to a century-old evangelism technique. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. A new merger at Sat7 allows the Christian Satellite Television Ministry to launch its new Persian language channel on Monday, December 18th. Sat7's David Harder says,
"It's been a dream from the very beginning of Sat7 to be in the major languages of the region, in Arabic, in Farsi, and in Turkish, and now to have a full 24 hours designed specifically for that region is extremely important."
Designed to meet the needs of people who live in and near Iran, the new channel, Sat7 Pars, will offer 20 hours of Farsi Christian programming daily and another 4 hours a day in Turkish. It's a scenario that's carefully nurtured in order to produce their programs in a cultural context.
By having a very careful ethos not to talk about politics, not to talk about Islam, but instead to talk about Jesus and the truths of Christianity has enabled us with our Arabic service to work on the ground, and we're excited that's also the case in Iran.
Next, it's dangerous for Christians working in Creative Access nations. It's no different for Farms International, who's working in 12 different countries, most of which are antagonistic to Christians. President of Farms International, Joe Richter, says violence has hit their ministry.
We recently received news of a worker that has been martyred. One of the sad parts about that is usually they leave behind a family of young children and a wife, and this has happened in one country over a dozen times.
He was an evangelist supported by Farms participants. Their loan program allows them to go into regions that are close to the gospel. Richter says if funding wasn't a problem, they could do more.
We get several requests a week. We can only look at a tiny fraction of those. A church that would be interested in establishing a new program for $8,000 to $12,000, a new program can be established in a country.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Typhoon Darien has wreaked havoc on the Philippines. The storm tore through the islands at the end of November and forced President Gloria Arroyo to declare the area a natural disaster. Even as Christian groups and churches manage humanitarian aid, Bible League staff in the Philippines are providing for the spiritual needs of the survivors. They're sending 2,000 Bible study booklets and 2,000 Tagalog language New Testaments to evacuation sites southeast of Manila. Meanwhile, children will be the beneficiaries of a new hospital in Lusaka, Zambia. Cure International dedicated the Bite Trust Cure International Children's Hospital this week. Speaking from Zambia, co-founder of Cure International, Sally Harrison.
Well, this is a hospital, Greg, that's set up to care for the disabled children that we are able to heal surgically.
Clubfoot, hydrocephalus, cleft lip and palate are just some of the deformities Cure will be helping. While physical healing is important, Harrison says the gospel will be equally as important.
We have a couple. They will be interacting with the patients and their guardians several times a day. And we have a Christian woman in the playroom, and it's conducted similar to a Sunday school class.
And using an evangelism technique over a century old, E3 Partners has given the wordless book a new face. They've just released the Evangiball, a soccer ball bearing the colors of the wordless book, white, black, red, gold, and green. The colors explain the nature of a relationship with God, the need for a Savior, and the result of a relationship with Christ. Teams can open doors to the message by using the ball to gather a group, play a soccer game, and then use the colors to share Christ. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Christmas is approaching. For a gift of any amount, MNN's making available the CD, Christmas, Let the Earth Rejoice, featuring Larnell Harris and others that will keep the true meaning of Christmas alive in your home. Keep it or give it to a friend. Get your copy by calling 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.